Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Bruce Ellis, and this is
The Insider Report.
Welcome to this edition of The Insider Report, my little podcast broadcast on KCIW.org. So sit back and let your ears do the walking as I take you on an audio journey and inform you on all the activities, entertainment, and music going on in our fair city of Brookings Harbor and, of course, the surrounding areas as well. Okay, hey, this week's show is brought to you pre-recorders, as we said. Yeah, last week I informed my tech that I had to be out of town this Monday, so we went ahead and did dueling shows. So this week you get to hear what I recorded last week, but with a different beginning, because this is what I'm saying now. It's amazing how science works, huh? Wow, it's so cool. Science! No, but hey, I want y'all to have a good week. Me and my lady be hanging up at the We Ask You Inn right now when you're listening to this. Well, we're actually home then, but while we're supposed to be recording this, we were sitting up at the We Ask You Inn. Cool little cabins up there in Grants Pass. Clark Gable used to go hang there with him and his buds from Hollywood, so it's a really cool, cool place. One of my favorites up there to stay at, and I haven't been there for a while. So I hope you guys have a good week and enjoy it. All right, so here we go. At the 101 Bar and Grill, on Thursdays they have the line dancing and ladies' night going on. If you're feeling right, that's right. And coming up this weekend, ooh, special treat. Two nights, too, when they get them up here. Bam! I know, because I've seen this group several times. They're coming out of the Medford area up there, blowing smoke. Oh, yeah, good group. The 101's got some good talent going on this weekend for sure. That's the 4th and the 5th, blowing smoke at the 101. And then on the 21st of this month, every third Monday, they do steak night every Monday night. But every third Monday, they do steak and comedy night. So make sure and check that out. That's at the 101 Bar and Grill. At the Rivers End Sports Bar, first of all, they got the weekend. There's always football going on there. It's a sports bar, and they got it on channels. The NFL and Pac-12 going on. They got new lottery games going on there. And on Tuesday, it's karaoke. On Thursday, it's ladies' night. If you're feeling right, you can do it there, too. And then, of course, like I said, weekend entertainment, and when sometimes I have a band, karaoke, DJ, whatever's going on. And as a matter of fact, this 4th coming up, they have Timberwolf going on there. So that's at the Rivers End Sports Bar. And then at Sebastian's Bar and Grill, we have Gil Kirk at the keyboards. That's right. Gil is tickling them ivories Wednesday through Sunday, 6 to 9 p.m. So make sure you get down there and enjoy that for your dining pleasure. That's right. Gil Kirk, Sebastian's Bar and Grill. Let me see, the Vista Pub here has got coming up on Thursdays. Of course, they got Jazz with Jerry. The music starts at 7. All music starts at 7 there. On the 11th, they got Lon Goddard. On the 18th, they got my man Frankie C. And on the 22nd, they got John Calvin and Abney. And on the 25th, Burning Guitars. That's right. So that is coming to the Vista Pub here this month, actually. So make sure and check that out. Great place for music. And a great place to eat, too. And let me see, if you're in the Grants Pass area, you can stop in at the Laughing Clam. That's a great place. Every time I'm up there, I go in there and have lunch. And I've been up there and caught some of these bands before, too. And it is, the place jams, that's for sure. And on the 11th, they got the Kentucky Blend Band. And then the 12th, we got Mike Bronze coming up. And on the 18th, we got Donna Bodine and the Fringe. On the 19th, they got Johnny T and the Colonel. And on the 25th, they got Leonard Griffey Blues Band. And on the 26th, Barefoot Servants. That is at the Laughing Clam. Always cool, interesting names come out of that area. I know that. I dig it. I love reading some of these names they got. Chicken Mama still takes the cake. Chicken Mama, haven't seen her play. That group, I mean, playing in a while. Look at her. I haven't seen that group playing in a while, but I love that name. Okay, and coming to in beautiful CC by the Sea, at the Inateca right down there on 3rd Street. On the 11th, they got Scott Casanova going on there. On the 18th, they got Milan Reynolds is going to be playing there. And special, drum roll, please. This one got hooked up at the Coastal Music Awards. On the 19th, the Spence Brothers / the Purple Days Experience is going to be rocking the Inateca on the 19th. Oh, yeah. I can't wait. Yeah, we were at the Coastal Music Awards. We were sitting next to Courtney and Daryl, the owners, and just got to talking, and one thing led to another, and then the Spence brothers, Rodney and Troy, were both there, so I introduced them, and next thing you know, we're playing on the 19th. It's Saturday night, so dig it. The Spence Brothers and the Purple Days Experience. That's right. With yours truly on the vocals, having a good time. I can't wait. It's been a while since we played. That wedding was the last gig. So, hey, need to fix, man. What can I say? Oh, and then at the end of Tech on the 25th, my man Frankie C is going to be playing again. Love that dude, man. He can rock and roll. He can have a good time on stage. I'll tell you what. And then I'm going to go right here real quick because... Okay, and coming to the Oxenfree Public House, the Ox, Friday the 11th at 9 p.m., they got Addictive Volume, which is a rock alternative band out of Rogue Valley. Saturday on the 12th, they got at 9 p.m., Soul Seed, the reggae band. Love them guys, yep. On the 18th, Friday, they got Comanche Joey. That's at 9 p.m. He's a rock and blues player out of Portland, Oregon. And then Saturday on the 19th at 8 p.m., they got $8 Mountain, which is a bluegrass band out of Ashland, Oregon. So that's at the Ox, checking that place out. And, oh yeah, I might as well just tell you right now, just in case you haven't guessed, this is the week where I'm looking at the Insider of Southern Oregon, but I'm reading it on my computer because I haven't got the paper for them until, like, you know, tonight, tomorrow. So, I mean, Monday or Tuesday. So there we go. That's when I have it out there. So next week I'll be able to read from it. And that's cool. So let me see. Okay, hey, the Friends of Music concert series just did their last one for this. Let me see. Nope, they did October. They had on the 30th. Now we've got November 13th at 3 p.m. Okay, so that's Sunday, November 13th. They got Thomas Pandolfi, pianist. The program is entitled Gershwin and the French Muse. Okay, so very cool. Now, the concerts are held at the Brookings Seventh-day Adventist Church on Park Avenue there in Brookings. Season tickets are $85, and then individual concert tickets are $15. You can get the tickets at Wright's Custom Frame and at the door. If you want to call for information, 541-469-7625 or 541-412-2957. That's the Friends of Music concert series 2016 and 2017. And if you pick up the Inside of Southern Oregon, we give you all the dates all the way to next year. Yes, we do, because that's how we roll. And on that same page, you'll see Ray Cornell, the piano man, now playing. That's right. He's tickling the ivories all over the place. My man, he is a good friend of mine, and he's 90 years old. He just turned 90, and he is playing at the Checo Activity Center on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11:30 to 12:30. He's at the Seaview Senior Living every Thursday, 4 to 6:30 p.m., and then at the Addie Meadham House every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 to noon. So he's playing, you know, playing the piano all over town and into Crescent City, too. So there you go. Make sure and catch Ray Cornell and tell him the Insider sent you. He'll know what you're talking about. We go way back. All right, let me see. We got, let me see. Hey, Dueling Let Me Sees. That's all right. It's Monday show, and I talk like that. Here we go. And then live at the gate. Hey, you know what? Friends of mine own the Applegate Lodge, and I just saw some they had, so I made sure he got it in the Insider, and it's the David Nelson Band is going to be playing. Wonder if he relation to Ozzy and Harriet. But anyway, well, David, I mean, hey, he was into music too. No, it's all good. But let me see. Wednesday and Thursday, November 9th and 10th at the Applegate Lodge. So the doors open at 7:30. The show is at 8:30. $30 advance or $35 at the door. The tickets are available online at www.liveatthegate.com. Okay, the David Nelson Band is an original San Francisco-based jam band currently celebrating its 20th anniversary and still going strong. The band was established in 1994 and features current founding members David Nelson, Barry Sless, and Mookie Siegel, plus longtime members Peter Sears and John Moco. That's great. Okay, so that's November 9th and the 10th. At the gate, that's right, Applegate Lodge. Very cool place, stayed there many times and enjoyed the heck out of that place. It's very cool. What else we got going on? Oh, yeah. We got open house going on here. I like to announce these open houses with some of the businesses that advertise in the paper especially because, you know what, it's getting Christmas time and there's certain things that are going on and you can always, this is a Christmas open house at ABC's Creations, so get ready for Christmas, everybody. This is November 12th from 10 to 6 p.m. So during the second annual Art Walk, ABC Creations will be holding the Get a Jump on Christmas open house. And the shop is located on the corner of Highway 101 and Willow in downtown Brookings. So there you go. Owner Angie Christian will have food and beverages on hand for customers, visitors/visitors. And the day and the store will be filled with sales and giveaways. And there's also going to be music being played there from 3 to 6. So there you go. So make sure and check that out if you're bouncing around, especially the Saturday Art Walk. Make sure and get in and see her. So this is the part of the show that I'm going to, from now on, I'll be recording like one little piece of the show where I can show it on Facebook and everything of how the workings go on down here at a radio station, KCIW. Me and John get together once a week on Mondays, and we do the Insider Report, which you can go on there and listen on KCIW.org, along with about 250 other shows. It's a great deal. And the little station that could is going to be a full-fledged show here. I mean, full-fledged radio station real soon, 100.7 FM, right? But this week, each week I want to sit there and do something live here where I can, like, say, hey, we're having fun on the air again on Monday. Check this one out. And this week I'm going to read a poem that I wrote that I put in the Insider and themed appropriately, you know, for Thanksgiving this month. It's called Getting the Bird. Okay, so Getting the Bird. Oh, bird, called the seagull, you soar so high. Truly a master you are of the sky. Over land and sea, it's you in control. To climb, to dive, to swoop and to roll. You glide through the air with the beat of your wings. Each guided movement, your spirit it sings. With the sun at your back, below you the earth. It's your life's destiny, given at birth. Through winds of change, your wings have stayed true. This makes you the ruler in your kingdom of blue. So if the sky is the limit, to which there's no end, I pose you this question, my fine feathered friend. If you can go so high, and if you can go so far, why must you always go on my car? The end. So just appropriate with the Thanksgiving, so there you go. So that's this week's fun time on the air, and showing it on Facebook, so you'll be seeing this. And then make sure you catch this week's show, of course, after you see this. It leads you up to it, see? All right. And if you have a poem or something you want me to butcher or read on the air, joking, if you want me to read it on the air and get it in the Insider, make sure you send it to CaptainCurry1@hotmail.com. Okay, onward to the show. Bye. At the Event Center on the Beach in Gold Beach, Sunday, November 13th, from 1 to 3 p.m., they're going to have a fundraiser for League of Women Voters. Curry County is putting on a holiday fashion show. Fashions by Chic Boutique and Pink Flamingo. The MC is going to be Gary Villa, and the tickets are at Chic Boutique and Pink Flamingo for $30 each. The price includes show, entertainment, lunch, and glass of wine or beverage. Entertainment and silent auction. Fun, fun, fun. That's in Gold Beach on the 13th. So make sure and check that out at the Event Center. That's right. Let me see now. On with the shoe. Let's see. Oh, you know what? The second Sunday each month, the Knights of Columbus have the breakfast that I work, of course, every Sunday when I can make it. And that's going to be the second Sunday. They're going to be from 7:30 to 10 a.m. It's $8 a person. This is the Star of the Sea Catholic Church. Come on out there and see yours truly behind the counter serving it up right, because they got biscuits and gravy, sausage, ham, scrambled eggs, hash browns. I mean, really. And they got coffee, OJ. Yeah, good stuff. And then, of course, the world-famous fluffy blueberry pancakes. That's right, which everybody loves. So, hey, make sure and check that out, and I'll see you there at the Knights of Columbus. Sunday breakfast, for sure, second Sunday of the month. Okay, let's see what else we got here. Strolling through the pages. Okay, coming to the Elk Valley Casino. That's right, okay, this guy, Elvis, Justin Shandor, does this Elvis. This could be the third time I got tickets waiting for me. For third time that I go and see this cat, and he is good. Looks like Elvis, sounds like Elvis. Great show when you're there and you see it, and it's just really, really awesome. When you look in the Insider, his picture is on there. The dude looks like Elvis, man. I mean, really does. So, hey, and a great show, man. He jams it out there, sings, and all of Elvis's greatest hits and everything. And I went out there. The first time I saw him, it was the last show that I took my mom to before she passed the next year. And then last year I went by myself and saw him, you know, and everything, and told him that mama passed and everything. I can't talk to him. And now this year, me and my lady Sabine are going to go and check it out and see him a third time. And it's like, yeah, this time it'll be a little more happy, you know, circumstances. But it's very cool. He's great. I love seeing him. So make sure and check that out at Elk Valley Casino. It's going to be November 18th. The doors open at 7 p.m. The show is at 8. The tickets are $15. And yeah, it's limited seating, and you got to be 21 to check this out. So there you go, and you can pick up the tickets right down there at the Points Club booth. So make sure and check that out in Crescent City, beautiful CC by the sea. Oh yeah, okay, so like I said, I want to make sure and see y'all, because in the paper I got a little thing for the Purple Day. He's going to be playing at the end of Texas, so I want you to catch that out. And it's, we're going to be playing from 7 to 10 there, so that's on the 19th, forgot about that part, so very cool. And let me get on with some more stuff here. Okay, there's a Fungi Fest going on. That's right. I said Fungi Fest. It says so. It's got a fungus right there, and that's what it is. There's a mushroom thing, I'm sure. So this is going on at the Event Center on the beach in Gold Beach. Curry County is a forager's paradise. The moist rainforest yields many varieties of mushrooms. I guessed it, yes. Join the celebration with live music and dancing as you embrace a friendly atmosphere of everything fungi. All right, so educational displays start at 2 p.m. The music and dancing is starting at 4 p.m. This is at the Event Center in Gold Beach. It's okay, if it's an education you seek, we have a wonderful group of mushroom foragers ready to help you in your fungi hunting endeavors. A $10 entry fee. And you get a list of the silent auction items. The list of silent auction items is outstanding. I'll get it out in a minute. So they'll have beer there. Yep, there you go. So, hey, there you go. Culinary experience with food, prepared mushroom, of course, and all that good stuff. So there you go. The Fungi Fest at the Event Center in Gold Beach. Read all about it. There is another open house going on. This is a holiday open house, November 19th from 10 to 5. So that'll be 10 in the afternoon to 5 p.m. Come stroll our winter wonderland filled with mini-themed Christmas trees, silk arrangements, and gifts galore. There's door prizes, refreshments, and free gift wrapping, and this is at the Always in Bloom Florists and Gifts. Young Living Essential Oil Demo with Jerrica Dollar. You can sign up now for that'll be the wreath classes December 4th. It's $38 each. You can order yourself holiday centerpiece for yourself and friends and family at our open house and save $5. Two designs to choose from. Delivery charges may apply. So that's Always in Bloom Florists and Gifts down there on Cottage Street, 541-469-9640. Having a nice little open house on the 19th, so check that out. I think I got, we got a vet fundraiser coming up. Yep, the Del Norte County Veterans Memorial Monument here Saturday, November 12th. Doors open at 5:30. Music starts at 6 with Zach Freewald, also Scott Perry. And the Spence Brothers will also be there, so there you go. Engine 101 Smokehouse, barbecue serving food. Engine 101 Smokehouse, barbecue serving food, 6 to 9. Adult beverages are on sale. There's raffle prizes. Tickets are just $1 for the raffle prizes. Also, raffling an AR-15, $10 tickets, thanks to Kathy Reese there. So an AR-15 is going to be up for raffle. That's at the Veterans Hall on H Street in Crescent City. Tickets on sale at Del Norte Office Supply. They're $12. 21 and older, please. It's a fundraiser for the Del Norte County Veterans Memorial Monument. Very cool. And I know that I'm going to be down there enjoying it, you know, because we want to check that out. The music lineup is wonderful. So there you go. So make sure and check that out. And I will see you down there for sure. Digging that. And I'm looking at this. And I'm going, I believe that's it. Wait, no, it's not. No, it's not. Wait, there's more. Okay, hey, the Brookings Harbor Community Theater is presenting MASH. That's right, from the show, MASH. That's right, it's adapted by Tim Kelly from the book by Richard Hooker. Show dates and times are Fridays and Saturdays, November 11th and 12th at 7 p.m. And then on Sundays, November 13th at 2 p.m. So that'd be a matinee. The ticket prices are $12 in adults and $10 seniors and students and vets. $10. Let's see. Tickets available at Rides Custom Framing, New Wave Video, and Del Norte Office Supply. It's at the Dory Randall Performing Arts Center there in Shopping Center Avenue. You can call 541-469-4700 for more information. But that's going to be MASH. That's right. Coming to the Brookings Harbor Community Theater. That's right. Okay, so make sure and check that out. Now I'm going to look and see if I'm safely out of the water here. 21st, okay, we got the 21st Annual Festival of the Trees at the Del Norte County Fairgrounds Main Hall, November 19th. This annual tradition is sponsored by Crescent City Emlyn Club, number 175. The locals donate decorated Christmas trees. The public can then purchase opportunity tickets for the chance to take home the tree of their choice. Okay, that's what it is right there. Sorry about screwing that up. I'm trying to read this. On the computer and I got a little low. Here we go. Hey, much bigger. The tickets are available at McFerrin's or at the door. Tree viewing is Friday, November 18th, 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday, November 19th, starting at 9:30 a.m. And then Saturday there will be entertainment and a $15 per person luncheon served at noon. Proceeds go to local charities, Wounded Warriors, and scholarships. For more information, you can call Linda at 707-464-4241. Carlina at 707-464-7934, or Polly at 707-465-4736. This is the Del Norte County Fairgrounds Main Hall on the 19th, the 21st Annual Festival of the Trees. Okay. Alrighty. Oh, yeah, and as I mentioned, you know, the Coastal Music Awards that happened a couple weeks ago, I wanted to make sure that you, I finally saw it in the pilot and everything. They had a list of the winners, nominees, and all that good stuff. So I'm going to read that off really quick for a little filler for the show here and for your listening pleasure. Yeah, that's right. So the winners and the nominees for the Coastal Music Awards goes as this. For the music teacher, they had Greg Good. He won. And the nominees were Heather Clark, Don Sedgwick, and John Webster. For the best music venue, Inoteca down there in Crescent City got it. And the nominees were the 101 Bar and Grill, the Vista Pub, Oxen Free, the Backstreet Bar, and the Fat Irish Pub. For acoustic performer, Steve Berg was the winner, and the nominees included Luke Matheson, Cameron McVeigh, and Heidi Moore. Now, Duo Trio of the Year went to Three for the Road, and the nominees were Legendary Good Times, Chris and Wendy, the Holus Bolus, and Bob. And Bob! There you go, Bob! And then for classic rock, this is really cool. I love this one especially because it was really quite an honor. Classic rock, Disturbing the Peace walked away with the award, but the nominees were The Sharks, The Purple Days Experience. Yeah, I love it. And The Other Guys. So that was cool, very cool hearing that. Purple Days, we just came out this last year and only did a few, you know, shows and everything. So it's very cool to be recognized as a classic rock because that's what we do. So I dug that. And then the blues band, True North, walked away with it. The nominees were Second Bridge, Spence Brothers Blues Band, and the Ferguson Brothers. For folk and bluegrass, the Brothers Reed got it, and the nominees were Spectrum Sounds and Etouffee. The rock bands, the Joint Chiefs were the winners. The nominees were John Eastman Band, Blowin' Smoke, and Parole Denied. Country band, Scott William Perry walked away with that one, and the nominees were the Fogline, the Roadsters, and Border Coast. Original song, Dale Morgan won, and the nominees were Chrissy Cooper, Scott William Perry, and Troy Spence Jr. Male vocalist of the year, Scott walked away with that one, Scott William Perry. The nominees were Darren Bradbury, John Eastman, and Milan Reynolds, and Mike Ferguson. Female vocalist of the year, Wendy Capitano walked away with the award on that, and the nominees included Catherine Cena, Beth Henderson, and Annette Marie Fortino Kimskate. And then of Entertainer of the Year, Scott William Perry, the nominees included Christopher Capitano, Troy Spence Jr., and Robert Tiernan and John Eastman. Now, the Lifetime Achievement Award, as I said, that I was privileged to give, was to Troy Spence Jr. He got that. So, boom, it was a great night. Fun to have by Hall. And next year, we're going to have some fun doing it. Insider's going to be involved with it next year, and we're going to have a good time. So, hey, that's all I got to say. Just want to let everybody know that. So that's it. I got no more. I just want to thank you all for tuning in for this week's show. And make sure, you know, you check after you're done listening to this show, that you slide on over to some more great shows that are on the KCIW lineup. And, yeah, make sure to listen to all of them. And make sure and get out and support the community. And I want to thank you all for tuning in every week and listening to what I got to say. And hopefully having a little fun with me as we're doing it. Because I always like to have a little fun while I'm doing that. And I want to thank the great group of KCIW for allowing me this podcast broadcast where I can just have fun like this every week and get and spread the word at the same time. I love it. So make sure you pick up a copy of The Insider of Southern Oregon this week and get out there and support some of the stuff going on and have some fun while you're doing it as well. Spreading the love and the peace out there, you know, and keeping it real. That's how you want to do it. That's right. That's how I like to do it. So, and hey, like I said, we're going to be a little station that could. It's going to be like full-fledged 100.7 here real soon. So as soon as that guy gets up that tower, that's it right there. I'm about ready to go climb a tower. I'm telling you that right now. But until next time, this is Bruce. It's a beautiful day. Ellis, signing off. That's right. So, hey, keep it real, as I said. Spread the love every chance you can out there. And I'll see you out there. Have a good one. There we go, brother. I think we did it. I think we did it. We did it.
Listeners, this is Dane Tipman with Curry Coast Community Radio, KCIW, speaking to you to thank the Evergreen Federal Bank of Brookings for graciously donating their conference room to our organization for our board and committee meetings. This room has a beautiful forestry theme, excellent lighting, and ample seating. We appreciate your donation, Evergreen Federal Bank.
Justin Only here for KCIW Radio, 100.7, soon to be on your dial. And I'm asking for your help. KCIW needs sound technicians, sound editors, producers, disc jockeys, show hosts, as well as many other positions. If you can't give your time, perhaps you'd like to sign up for a founding membership available for $250, limited to the time before we light it up. We offer regular memberships as well. KCIW's mission, foremost, is to bring the citizens of our wonderful place together to inform you about local politics, local entertainment, such as stories by local artists, classic stories, classical and local music, serials, both modern and bygone, opinion, national news, and so forth. To do this, we need your help to create a truly local community radio station. That's us, and that's you. Thank you for your support.